Okay, we're holding on that. Gimel Amud Aleph. We are 13 lines down. Beginning of the lines, Ema, Reish Chodesh, Iyar. So let us remind ourselves where we're holding. We said in the Mishnah that Reish Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Hashanah Lemelachim. And the Gemara said on Beis Amud Beis, Rabbi Yechon said, Menayin Lemelachim, She'ein Moinin Mehem Elami Nisan. And we said, because in the 480th year from Yetzias Mitzrayim, in the fourth year of Shlomo Melech's reign, in the month of Iyar, the Gemara says we see a hekesh between Yetzias Mitzrayim and the minion of Malchi Yisrael. And just like Yetzias Mitzrayim, we count from Nisan, so too, when it comes to Malchi Yisrael, we count from Nisan. So the Gemara said, how do I know that Yetzias Mitzrayim we count from Nisan? And as we saw in Rashi, that even though they left in Nisan, but you still might say that once you reach the month of Tishrei, maybe it's considered to be a new year. On that we said, no, because it says, V'yal Aaron HaKohen el Har HaHar al Pi Hashem, V'yal Mesham B'shnas Harbayim. Aaron ascended Har HaHar in the fifth month, in the month of Av. And it says, so this was in the 40th year, in the month of Av. And it says, in the 40th year, in the month of Shvat, it says, Dibra Moshe, and so on. So that means in the month of Av, it was the 40th year. And subsequently, in the month of Shvat, it's still called the 40th year. So that means between Av, you have Elul, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves. So you have all of those months which went by. So you even have Tishrei. So the Gemara said, maybe Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah. How do you know that it's Nisan? Teretz is because between Av and Shvat was Tishrei. And it still is the 40th year. So therefore you see very clearly that Tishrei cannot be Rosh Hashanah, but rather the assumption is, therefore, that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah. So, and the Gemara proved that things are written in chronological order. So now, says the Gemara, that Gimel Amud Aleph, the Ema Rosh Hashanah Iyar. Okay, so I understand that it's not Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, and so on. But maybe it's one of the months after Nisan. Like maybe it's Iyar. That's the last question. You have Eim Rosh Hashanah Iyar. And that we say, Lezal Kadaitach, Dechsiv. Vayi b'chidesh harishon b'shana hashenis b'echad ha'chidesh hukamah mishkan. It says, in the first month, in the second year, on the first of the month, Hukama Mishkan. And it says, Vahi Bashan Hashenis, Bechidish Hasheni, Be'esu Machidish, Nale Ha'anan Me'ala Mishkan. So the second pasuk says, in the second year, in the second month, which is Iyar, the Anan left. So says the Gemara, V'kai B'nissan V'kai L'shan Hashenis, V'kai B'ir V'kai L'shan Hashenis, V'chad Rosh Hashanah Lav Iyarhu. Meaning, if you're telling me that Rosh Chodesh Iyar is now the beginning of a new year, so it should be the third year. From the fact that it's still the second year, it must be that Iyar is not considered to be Rosh Hashanah. So, fine. So where are we holding now? We know that it's not Tishrei, and we know that it's not the month from Av to Shvat also. We suggest that maybe it's Iyar. We've proven that it's not Iyar. Says the Gemara, Ema Rosh Hashanah Sivan. So maybe it's Sivan. Maybe that can be the Rosh Hashanah. After all, Torah was given in Sivan, and there's a Cheshivas to that month. Ema Rosh Hashanah Sivan. Leisal Gadai Tachsiv B'Chidesh Hashlishi, which is Sivan. Let's say it's Bnei Yisrael Mi'eretz Mitzrayim Ve'im Isa B'Chidesh Hashlishi B'Shan Hashenis. Let's say it's Bnei Yisrael Mi'eretz Mitzrayim. I mean, the pasuk mentions that it was in the third month, but it doesn't mention it was a brand new year. And if the year has changed because Rosh Hashanah is on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, So it should say Bashana Shenis, and as the fact that it says Stam, the assumption is it's a continuation, like Rashi writes later on. That's what it should say, Bashana Shenis, let's say Smi Boile. Fine, so we've another one we've proven can't be. So it says the Gemara, okay, there's still a few more months, which it could be, the Ema Tammuz, the Ema Av, the Ema Adar. So, meaning you haven't successfully proven, Rabbi Yochanan, that it has to be Nisan and it can't be something else. Rashi says, Ve'ema Av, Ve'ema Adar, the Chol Chadoshim Shebein Av L'Shvat, Enechanami, those ones which are between Av and Shvat, so Nafka, Nafkalon Le'el, Medeuki Be'av, Ve'karle Shnas Arboim, and you get to Shvat and it's Shnas Arboim. But maybe these other ones still could be. Ela Amar Rabbi Elazar. So Elazar says, I've got a different source. Ela Amar Elazar Mihacha. Okay, so what's going on over here? Now we're going to quote a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. It says, Vayachal Livnez Bachidish Hasheni Basheni Bishnas Arba Lamalchuse. Pasuk says that they began building in the second month, which is Iyar. And then it says the word Basheni in the second. So in the second month, on the second, Bishnas Arba Lamalchusei, in the fourth year of the Malchus. So my Sheni, what is this extra word Sheni? So it means Sheni Liarech. Shemayin Bayla Malchusei. Meaning not only is it the second month, Nisan Iyar, from Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it's also the second month as to how kings count when they count their reign. So it's the second month of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it's the second month of the reign of the king. So you see that you also count from Nisan. That is Rabbi Elazar's proof. Maskev Laravina, Ve'ema, Sheni B'chodesh, maybe it just means on the second day of the month. Like it says in Mayim Kain, Sheni B'chodesh, Be'ed Yahav Iksibbe, it should have said that explicitly. Ve'ema, B'sheni B'shabbos, maybe it means the second day of the week. And that was the Chod of the Lash Kanshin of Shabbos Dechsev. We don't find that the Torah writes days of the week. We just don't find that. Va'oid ma'ke sheni basra l'sheni kama. Ma'sheni kama chodesh, ha'sheni basra chodesh. And therefore it makes sense to say it's the second month from Yetzias Mitzrayim and the second month of the king's reign. Pirish, proof, if so, that you count from Nisan. So that is Rabbi Elazar's proof. Nevertheless, even though Rabbi Elazar seemingly successfully proved this point, the Gemara says, Tanya Kavasa, Rabbi Yochanan. Meaning, even though we had a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, Ema Tamaz, Ema Av, Ema Adar, and then we said, Ela Amar, Rabbi Elazar, just means that, okay, it was a kasha, Lav Dafka Tzatziyufta, and now we're bringing Tanya Kavasa, Rabbi Yochanan. Tezis points out, Tezis says, Lav Lafuki, Rabbi Elazar. Not coming to exclude Rabbi Elazar, daha ma'isi nami Rabbi Elazar b'hachbraisa. We are going to also incorporate the proof of Rabbi Elazar in this braisa also. Ubekro Rabbi Elazar leisagi dehavamina delashlemi vadi avishen liyareach shemainin leilamachusel fisharam benissan. Maybe punk by shleimai we would count from Nissan. Therefore, we also need Rabbi Yochanan's raya. So Tezis is pointing out, A, we're not coming lafuke from Rabbi Elazar. We do incorporate Rabbi Elazar, but Rabbi Elazar's proof is also insufficient. So again, Tanya Kavasa the Rabbi Yochanan, and we go and bring, the Gemara is going to be in the Katsa, but we're going to bring all of the psukim which we quoted for Rabbi Yochanan. Tanya Kavasa the Rabbi Yochanan, minayin she'in meinin lehem lem malachim ala minisan, shenem avi b'shmeinim shana v'arba meyesh shana l'tzis b'nei shmami hans Mitzrayim. In the 480th year. So we said that we're makish the two. And we know that Tishrei clearly is not the cutoff point, it's not the new year, because Iksiv Uksiv, Ayal Aaron HaKoyin, Al Har HaHar, Al Pi Hashem, Uksiv Ayi Barbaim Shana B'Shtei Asar Chodesh. So even though Tishrei came and went, it's still the same year. Uksiv Achri HaKoyin Sechon, V'Gamer, V'Aim Avi Yishma Kanani V'Gamer, V'Aim Avi Yir Kol Eida, Kikav Aaron V'Gamer, V'Aim Avi B'Chodesh Rabish, Mishana Shenis V'Gamer, So we are incorporating the psukim of Rabbi Yochanan, we're incorporating the psukim of Rabbi Elazar, But Lamaisa, first and foremost, we're bringing the Hekesh. The Hekesh is really what is showing us that we're Moina from Nisan. Good. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Avraham Chisda Leishanu Ala Lamalche Yisrael. This din that the Mishnah says that the Achamin is on Rosh Hashanah LeMalachim, this is a din specifically to Malchei Yisrael. LeShanu LeMalchei Yisrael. Av LeMalchei Yumas Ha'Ola MiTishrei Maninim. We count from Tishrei. Shinema. We're going to bring several psukim from the beginning of Sefer Nehemiah, from Perek Aleph and from Perek Beis. So it says like this, Divrei Nehemiah ben Chachalia. So, Mamash, the opening psukim of Sefer Nehemiah. Divrei Nehemiah ben Chachalia. Gevai b'chidesh kislev shnas esrim, v'ani yoisi b'shush nabira. Okay, so the pasuk says that it was in Kislev, in the 20th year, and I am sitting in shush nabira. Uksiv, the pasuk says, v'ani b'chidesh nisan, shnas esrim. And it was in the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of the reign of Artaxerxes, the Melech, and we'll see soon exactly who Artaxerxes the Melech was, but it was in the 20th year of Artaxerxes' reign, a Yain Lefanov, that I was bringing wine in front of him, v'esa esa yain v'etan lemelech v'lo yaisi ra'at lefanov. So the pasuk says, basically, Nehemiah is saying that I was bringing him wine, and I had never shown a bad, negative, nervous, anxious face when I would serve him wine. But on that day, I did show a bad, nervous, anxious face when I was showing him, when I was serving him wine. so we say midikoy bekislev, v'kor leshnas esrim, v'kor benisan, v'kor leshnas esrim. So between kislev, it says kislev, and then the next pasuk speaks about Nisan, and it's still all in the 20th year. So we see, therefore, that Nisan is not the turning point. Nisan is not a noteworthy time period in reference to Malchei Umas Ha'olam. So one more time. The first pasuk is saying that Nehemiah is speaking and saying, and it was in the month of Kislev in the 20th year. In the 20th year, of the reign, doesn't mention whose reign, but it says the 20th year, and then it says it was in Nisan, and this is really the next perek. It says that in the month of Nisan, in the 20th reign of Artaxerxes. So the Gemara says the Bishlam Heich Mefarsh Til Artaxerxes. So I understand that the second pasuk that we quoted in Perek Beis, it says explicitly that it's speaking about the reign of Artaxerxes. But the first pasuk at the beginning of the Sefer Nehemiah, Mimai del Artaxerxes, what makes you say that it's the same person? And it's speaking about the reign of Artaxerxes, Dilma Leminyana Achrino. Maybe it's referring to some other king who was the king at the time. So what's the proof? So Amr Papa, no. And this is what we quoted yesterday, Amr Papa, Shnas Esrim Ligzera Shava, Mahasam. In Nehemiah Perek Beis La'artaxerxes, Afacha La'artaxerxes. Good. So if so, we see that between Kislev and Nisan, nothing changes. The second year, we don't change from one year to the next. Fine. Fragdi Gemara Umi Mai De Maisa De Kislev Kadim Dilma Maisa De Nisan Kadim. Who's to say that Perek Aleph came before Perek Beis? Maybe Perek Beis came before Perek Aleph, like, because we, as you mentioned, Ein Mokdim U'Mocher B'Torah. And that we say, now you see very clearly from the storyline that Perek Aleph came first and Perek Beis came second. Leis Al-Gadaituch, the Tanya Devarim She'amra Hanani L'Nehemiah B'Kislev, Amra Nehemiah L'Melech B'Nisan. Words which Hanani told Nehemiah in Kislev at the beginning of Sefer Nehemiah, those words he said in Nisan. Yeah, Dvorim she'amar Hanani l'chem b'kislev, Amar Nechemya l'melech in Nisan. I mean, Dvorim she'amar Hanani l'melech b'kislev she'amar. What does the pasuk say? Again, we go back to the beginning. Right? Dvorim Nechemya ben Chachadia v'hiba chodesh kislev shnas esr mani ha'isi b'shushna bira. So it mentions where he was. And then the next pasuk says, V'yavi Hanani echad me'achi Hanani, one of my brothers, hu va'anoshim mi Yehuda. Him and his men from Yehuda, they came. The Eshalim ala Yehudim aplata, and I asked them about the remnant of Klal Yisrael. Ashenish aru amin hashevi val Yushalayim, meaning there were so few Yidden left. I asked, what's going on? Tell me about the matzav in Yerushalayim. Vayemruli, the next pasuk says, Vayemri anisharim, ashenisharim in ashvi, shamba medina, barag, gedayla, things are terrible. Ubecherpa, bechemis Yerushalayim, mifaretzis, usharen nitsuvesh, there's breaches, and things have been destroyed, and there's fire, and so on. Fine, so they reported back to Nehemiah about the matzav. So all of that, Amran and Nehemiah l'melech b'nissan. This is what Nehemiah told the king in Nisan. Shnei ba'vayi b'chodesh Nisan shnas esrim ba'at ha'shar tachshasta ha'melech yayin lefanav ve'eso esa yayin ve'etna l'melech v'leisi ra lefanav. Meaning up until this time I was never ra lefanav. I never had a nervous, anxious face in front of him. So, the king turned to me and he said, Madu panecha rayim, why are you looking so nervous and anxious and bad? It's not like you're sick, it's not like you're unwell. Oh, you're serving me wine and you've got a nervous look on your face. Clearly, this must be, or because of rayalev, because you've got, you're plotting something. This is what the king accused Nehemiah of. Vo'ira harbi ma'oyed, and he was very fearful. To which he responded in the next pasuk. Va'imel ha'melech le'lem yechye, the king should live forever. Madu'a lo yeyeru panai, why should I not be fearful? Asher ha'ir beis kivres avoysai cham harevo sharea uklu be'esh. Meaning, why should I not be fearful after the place where my office are has been destroyed and it's got up on fire? So, Bayim Ali Amelech, so the king said, Al Meza Atam of Akesh, what is it you want? What is it that you want? Vespala Lekhe Hashemayim. And I dive into Hashem, and the Mashah says, like, Nehemiah quickly put in a tefillah. We know the sheet of the Ramban is, unlike the Rambam who says there's a mitzvah to daven every single day, the Ramban says you need to daven at an eis tzara, at a time of where things are very, very difficult, oppressing. We know that at times they say the Biskarav would just put in a quick tefillah, li shuascha kivis Hashem, to be to the Ramban. So it says the Mashal that he quickly responded, he quickly davened to Hashem before he responded to the Melech. So if it's a good idea and if I find favor in your eyes, and please send me back to Yerushalayim, and I should be able to rebuild the city. So the king responds, next pasuk, V'yemli Amelech v'hashegal Yeshevis Etzle, there was a Shegal sitting next to him. So we know that Shegal or Mishgal usually is an expression which has to do with Ishos and intimacy and so on. So we're going to see, the Gemara is going to initially say that's what it's referring to over here. So there was, the assumption is that there was a female next to him. The Shegal was next to him. V'yemri HaMelech v'Shegal Yeshevis Etzle. You know, how long are you planning on going? Or Masay Tosher, when will you come back? It was good in the eyes of the king, and he sent me off of the Etna Lezman, and I told him how long I would be. So he put in a quick tefillah. He got a very quick response. It's, the Malbim says over there that the Shegal Daryavish was the son of Esther, and he says that it makes sense to say with a quick response that he received it was because Esther was once again intervening and doing whatever she could to save her nation. And it's kind of, you know, interesting, the Lashon of Iman HaMelech Toiv V'matzasi Chein, which is a similar expression. Al Kobanim, that was the story. So the report which Nehemiah received from Hanani were the words which he told the king. It was the same thing. So first he received the report, and then clearly, chronologically, he went and told the king. So it's got to be that was the order. So first came Kislev, then came Nisan, and it's still the same year. So you see that a new year does not begin in Nisan when it comes to Malchei Umas Ha'olam, like Rav Chisda said. Good. So Masim Rav Yosef, Rav Rav Yosef Akasha, B'yim Esrim V'arba L'chidesh, B'ashishi B'shnas Shtayim L'dar Yavish. It says on the 24th day, Lachidish of the month, Bashishi, in the sixth, Bishnas Shtayim of Daryavish, in the second year of Daryavish, Uksiv Bashvi, and it says in the seventh. Now the pasuk doesn't actually say Bishtayim, Bishashin Shtayim, doesn't actually say it was the second year. But as Rashi says, from the fact that it doesn't say anything else, the assumption is that it's still the same year, like we mentioned before. So again, it says Uksiv Bashvi BeEshrim VeEchad LaChodesh Vim Isa Bashvi Bishnas Gimel MiBoilei. And if it is true, it should be the next year. If you look at Rashi over here, Rashi says four lines down Bashishi Bishnas Shtayim. Shame Nivu is Chagai Nivduk, Nivduk B'mikra V'li Nimtza Kosev B'Pasek Sheni B'Shnas Shtayim Ach Yishleim Ish L'Pasek Shulma L'Hemenu Koish Kosevei B'Shnas Shtayim. So the point is that the first Pasek mentioned that it was Bashishi in the sixth month. The sixth month is Elul. The second Pasek says Bashvi in the seventh month, which is Tishrei, and nevertheless the years don't change. And either year should change from the second year to the third year. If Tishrei was in fact the Rosh Hashanah from Malachim, from Malchei Umas Ha'olam, like Rav Chisda, that's the Gemara's Kasha. So on that we say, Amar Rabbi Avoyu, you know, this person, Kerish, we're going to say Kerish, Dayavish, Atachshas, that's all the same person. Amar Rabbi Avoyu, Kerish, Melech, Kosher, Haya. He was a good king. He was a Melech Kosher. Lafikach manu loy kamalcha Yisrael. Therefore, the Torah reckons his reign like it does with a Yiddish king. If you look at Rashi over here, Rashi says Kerech Melech Kosher Haya Kolema Al Shem Shaya Kosher Kira Uhu Kirish Ushmei Meid Alav Lafikach manu loy kamalcha Yisrael. As we're going to see that there's many names for this person. One of the names is Kerish, because he was a Melech Kosher, and insofar as he was a Melech Kosher, therefore they decided to count the Pesukim, reckon his reign like they would with a Jewish king. So that is Rabbi Avayu's answer. Fine. Maskev Rabbi Yosef. So Yosef is going to ask two questions. So you're telling me that they reckon his reign from Nisan like a Jewish king, like Malchus Yisrael. Maskev Rabbi Yosef Chadadim came Kasha Kraya Dodi. So number one, we're going to have a problem with Psukim. Tehsev. What is the stira in Psukim going to be? It says V'sheitzi Baisa Dana Adiyim Tlasa Lirach Adar Tihushnas Sheis Lamalchus Daryavish Malka. May the Pasuk says that the Beis Hamikdash was completed on the third day of Adar, in the sixth year of the reign of Daryavish. The Tanya, and we learned in a Braisa, Bois is man Lashana Haba Ola Ezra Mi Bavel Vigalu Sayimai. Meaning, at this time, the following year, Ezra went out from Bavel with some people who were with him. In other words, you know, Ezra did not come up before the construction of the Beis HaMikdash, but he came up only after the construction of the Beis HaMikdash. Uksiv Vayava Yerushalayim b'chodesh ha-chamishi. He went up to Yerushalayim in the fifth month, which is the month of Av. Hishnas Hashvius LaMelech. This was the seventh year of the Melech. Now, Vimis, then, if you want to tell me that we're saying that Keresh Tayavish, he is a Melech Kosher, and therefore they reckon his reign in Nisan, Shnas Hashminis Mi Boile. So why did that pasuk not say that it was the eighth year of his reign? Meaning, if we have in the first pasuk that it says that the Beis HaMikdash was completed in Adar in the sixth year, and then it mentions that, you know, the next year, obviously Adar is going to be the seventh year, and now we're saying that he went in Nisan, so you've already got a couple of Nisans which went. He got Adar to Nisan, and then he went afterwards. So this is already, it should already be the beginning of the eighth year, if you say that we would reckon things from the month of Nisan, because again, from Adar to Nisan, and then to the following Nisan. So again, let's just see that again one more time inside. Yep. Again, so we said that it was completed in Adar, and it mentions Shnas Shis of Daryavish. And then it says Ba'isis Man L'Shana Haba, and that's what Rashi says Al Kachach Shvisi, meaning Miman of Shach. Definitely, that time a year later is definitely going to be the seventh year, because that is Isis Man L'Shana Haba Ala Ezrimi Bavel V'Galusi Imay. And then it says, "V'yava Yerushalayim b'chidesh ha-chamishi hishnas ha-shvies l'melech v'im isa shnas ha-shminis mi-boile." That's what Rashi says. "Ksib Ezra v'yava Yerushalayim b'chidesh ha-chamishi hishnas ha-shvies l'melech imanu le-minis en shminisi." So therefore, that's question number one. V'oid, question number two, if you want to tell me that because he was a melech kasher, we're going to be minor from Nisan, mi dami. Me dummy, as he says, v'oid anon b'daryavish kaiminan v'at amris kerish melech kasher. Why are you mixing up daryavish with kerish? What's the kasher between the two? Hasan kerish hacha daryavish, and that we answer in a tanahu kerishu daryavishu artach shasta. Kerish melech kasher artach shasta al sheim amalchusa. That's the name which was given to the chashev kings. Fine, so that second kasha is not shver. However, mikomakim kasha, the first kasha is shver. That if we should say if you go after Nisan, then we should say that another year has passed. Meaning lamaisa kerish slash dayavish, he was a melech kasher, but he didn't remain a melech kasher forever, and certain psukim refer to him before Hichmitz, before he went off, before he went bad and sour. Rashi says, Hichmitz nasa rasha kesha'ala Ezra kvar Hichmitz. So once Ezra came up, and after the bias was built, then it was Hichmitz and so on. Fine. So that's the way that we can reconcile that when before it was Hichmitz, they reckoned his years like Melech Yisrael in Nisan. They reckoned his years like Malchi Umas Ailam, which is from Tishrei. So Maskevla of Kahana, Sefrakt of Kahana, Akasha, you want to tell me that he was Hichmitz, Vaksiv, we have a Posik, and the Posik says, Uma Chashchon, Uvne Seirin, V'dichrin, V'imrin, Allah Alavon, Le'ala, Shemaya, Chintin, Malach, Chamar, Meshach, Kemaimer, Kahanaya, Di Birshalayim, Lehevi, Misyayev, Lahoim, Yoim, Biyoim, Di Loishalu. in essence, what is he saying? Whatever you need. You need bulls and rams and sheep and olives and wheat and salt and wine, oil, whatever you the Kohanim tell you you need. Everything will be given to them on a daily basis. Dile shalom. No problem. You're going to get it every single day. Rashi says in the top Rashi, "Kolim akol masha chafetzim akahanim, tenu lehem mishali." Whatever they want, you can give them. So, isn't this implying that he kind of remained in a state of being a melech kosher? So that's the Gemara's kosher. So, Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Mitunach, meaning you are somehow trying to bring a riot from there. Mitunach, from your own load, says Rashi. Mi masa'ach shebos aleinu lashivenu, from that which you tried to prove to us. Ani meshiv chachuba, I'll give you an answer. Meaning re'e makosiv ba, take a look at what it mentions over there. Di lahoin mahakrivin begeimer umatzlin lechai malka. Yes, he did bankroll it, but the reason why he did it was for his own good. He did it for his own good. So mitunach, dilahoyin mahakrivin nechoychin lelo shemaya umetzalin lechayim alka ubenoyi. So yes, he did mention it should be an offering for Hashem, but he said, pray for the lives of the king. So he was doing it for ulterior motives, so therefore we see that he was Sarach, he was Hichmitz. Frag the Gemara, Oman da Avad Achi Lav Lamal. You see, what if someone does something for an ulterior motive? Is he not a tzaddik? Vatanya, I am a Selazu, let's talk a Bishal Shiach Yabini, Ubishal Shiachke Ba Lechayelam Abba, Hareiz a tzaddik Gomor. If a person gives money to tzaddikah, and he does it for ulterior motives, that his son should live, or he should be zechatel mabo, he is still considered to be a tzaddik gomor. So there's nothing wrong with that. Rashi says, "Or is it tzaddik gomor im ragel b'kach?" Says Gemara, it depends. Like Rashi, can be Yisrael, can be the kechavim. So Rashi can be Yisrael shalib l'shemayim, the im merian lebechayov, and even if something bad happens to him in his life, ain't a kira l'tagar, he still will not get upset and start to quarrel with Hashem and so on. He'll say, it's my own fault, and Hashem would have given me the good thing, but my Averis caused it. I'll get very angry, and he'll be by it. And therefore, being that Keresh, Daryavish, did things for an ulterior motive, so then that's already considered to be that he was Hichmetz. Fine. That is one source that we're saying that he was Hichmitz. The Iboy Seymar, if you want, I will say another source about where you see that Keresh was Hichmitz. The Iboy Seymar, Menalan Dachmitz, Tichsiv, Nidbachin, Di Evin, Glal, Tlasa, Benidbach, Di A, Chadas, Benidkasa, Min Beis Malka, Tisyahiv. So, here is Keresh, Dayavish, in making instructions, giving instructions as to how to build the Beis HaMikdash, and he says that there will be Evan, there'll be stone, there'll be marble, three rows of marble, and there'll be a row of new wood. And, we will take care of the expenses. Now, the question is, why did he want that there should be wood? Why did he want to include wood in the construction of the Beis HaMikdash? Because he said to himself, if the Yidden are going to be married, I'll burn it in fire, and this way I'll always be able to have control and so on. So we see, if so, he was not considered to be such a tzaddik after all. So that is the raya. And that, the Gemara says, one second, Adu Shleima Le'Avadachi. What, the mere fact that he incorporated wood in the construction is not a raya that he's not a tzaddik. It's not a raya that he necessarily had some type of a sinister plan. After all, Adu Shleima Le'Avadachi, Shlem also included wood. Maksiv, Shleisha Turei, Gazis, Vetur, Karusas, Arazim. So there was Avni Gazis, there was stone, which was hewn stone, and there was also Karusas Arazim, there was cedar wood, which was used. Figamar says there are some differences. Shlema Ovid Milamala Viyu Ovid Milamata. Shlema made the wood on top, whereas Kurish made it on the bottom. If you do it on the bottom this way, if you light it, that's gonna cause the whole structure to collapse. Shlema Shakei Bivinyana Yulu Shakei Bivinyana. Shlema somehow was able to kind of recess the wooden parts within the actual bias. I guess it would not be so visible and apparent, and it wouldn't be such a fire hazard as such. Whereas when Courage did it, it was visible the whole time, and it was possible of catching fire. And finally, Shlemis Sadye Besida, he covered it up with lime. Iul is Sadye Besida. Whereas Courage did not cover it up with lime. And if we see that there was a certain sinister aspect of his plan. Fine. Another raya that we see that he was hichmitz. Rabbi Yezid v'Tamar, Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Menon the Achmitz. Where do we see that he went off? Me'alcha v'Yemer li'Amelech v'Hashegal Yeshev Esetzlais. Here we're going to have another interpretation as to what Shegal is referring to. So the king and the Shegal said, my Shegal, I'm a rabbi Barlima, Mishmida Rav Kalbasa. The Shegal was in fact a female dog. Rashi says, Rabbi Barlima, Lahai Shegal Dacha, Gemara, I'm sorry, that's actually a Hemshech, excuse me, that's what I was looking for before. Kalbasa Lemishkov, meaning he would lie with his female dog. Ubnenech Huzeru al Kachnember Bahayu Labasa Echad, Yotsu Behemem Chayev Oif, Sheinen Nasin Basa Echad, Sheid Yoldin Min Ha'adam. Fascinating, Rashi says that the kiyum of Basa Echad is Tali in Leda. That's Rashi Lashitas on Chumash, that Rashi says that the Basa Echad is the manifestation of Hola Basa Echad is in the child. So Rashi is saying the same thing over here, Shin Yoldin Min Ha'adam. So, I mean, the fact that he uses this strange Lashon of Shegal, it's referring to this a female dog which he had by his side. So, Freg the Gemara Elamahata, you want to tell me that Shegal has reference, always has some type of a connotation to a bitch. Elamahata, Hadichsiv al Mori Shemaya Hisrimamto, Ulamanaya di Bese Hoisiv Kadamach, the ant, Varab Ravonach, Shegalosach, Ulechinosach Chamra, Shasayin Behoin, meaning you raised yourself against Hashem, and you raised yourself over and above the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. They were brought to you, and they were brought in front of you, and your nobles, and the Shegal, and from your concubines, you drank wine from them. So all of this was brought, and wine was drunk. And so on, the E Shegal Kalbasi, and if you want to tell me that Shegal has a connotation of a Kelev, Kalbasa Bas Mishtaya Hamri, does a bitch drink wine? Clearly not. So clearly Shegal must be referring to a human being, not an animal. On that, says the Gemara, now Holy Kasha the Malfa La Vishasya. It is possible to train an animal to drink, and maybe that's what happened over there. Wine was brought in front of you, in front of the dogs, and the dogs were trained to drink, and so on. Frankly, Gemara, Elam Ata Dechziv, Benoiz Malachim, Bikrusacha, Nitzva Shegali, Mincha, Bekesim Eifir. So what does it say that the Benoiz Malachim, the daughters of the kings, in all of their honor and all of their glory, the ones Bikrusacha, so the ones who honor you, and then it says, "Nitzva Shegal Limincha," that the shagel kind of stands up straight at your right hand side. The kesem ofir, with the golden jewelry of ofir, and the ishagel kalbasehi mai kamevaselu navi Yisrael. Meaning, what exactly? What type of nevuah is this that the navi is telling Klal Yisrael? It seems to be referring to like what's going to happen to Klal Yisrael in the future, and the future glory of Klal Yisrael. That doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to say that it's referring to, Rashi says, Miakris Eschal Lasad Lavi, they'll be Miakiyu, they will give you glory, Leilam Habo. So what is that referring to? Says the Gemara, Hachigamra, Bishar Shechaviva Terli Yisrael, Keshegel Edigechavim. Meaning the schar, as a schar for the fact that Torah is so beloved to Klal Yisrael, as the shegel is to the Edigechavim, so in that merit, Zechisim Lekasa Eifir, in that you merited this incredible jewelry and so on. Fine. So therefore, it could still be that shegel is a reference to a caliph. Libazim Lilim Shegel Malkasi. Really, I'll tell you that Taka Shegel means a queen. Rabbi Bar Lima Gemara Gamilah. And Rabbi Bar Lima just had a Maser. Rashi says, Rabbi Bar Lima Lahai Shegel Da'acha. This particular instance, Gemara Gamalami Rabbi de Kalbasa Havoya, that which Daryavish had next to him was a Kelev, was a Kalbasa, Vamai Karla Shegal, Shaisa Chaviva Love Kishegal. So it calls this Kelev a Shegal, which is really a queen, because it was as dear to him as a queen. But really, it was a Kelev Inami, Sheshiva Bimkem Shegal, or he would sit this dog right next to him in the place where a person would sit a queen, and hence that's the reason why it's referred to as Shegal as a queen. Ibrahim Minel and Achmitz, I'll tell you another raya that he went off, Mehacha. Because it says, Ad Kasaf Kikna, Ad Kasaf Kakrin Mea, Ad Chintin Kerin Mea, Ma'a. Ad Chamar Batin Ma'a, Ad Batin Meshach Ma'a, O Malach Di Lekosav V'Goymer. So he is giving a maximum limit for the budget, for the expenditure. I mean, he says you can spend up until 100 measurements of Kesav of silver, and 100 core of wheat, and a certain amount of wine, and a certain amount of oil, and as much salt as you need. So the Gemara says, Mikara Bale Kitsusa. The Hashtag Kitsusa. Originally, he said, I'll give you a blank check. You can spend without limit. And now, all of a sudden, there is a Kitsusa. So for the fact that you see that there's a Kitsusa, it means that, he was no longer the man he was before, and he wasn't so into it, and he was Achmitz. In fact, the Gemara is not a Raya, but don't make Mikara Lehavi Kimlu Bikitsusa. Maybe, just initially, they didn't know what the budget is, so he said, spend whatever you need, and I'll take care of it. So maybe originally he didn't know what the budget was, so that's not necessarily a raya that he wasn't a tzaddik. Elem chuvar tzuk adashanyan mikaro. Okay, so we'll have to go back to one of the other sources that we said originally, which showed that he was achmet. The point being that what Rav Chisda said is correct, and holds the maskana that the din in the Mishnah applies after to a Melech Yisrael. That's when we're minor from Nisan. When it comes to Malchei Umas Olam, we're minor from Tishrei. Like we proved, that there were a Nisan came and went, and the year of the reign of the king did not go up. Alamai, you're minor from Tishrei. You see in one place by Kirish, and that it doesn't. So originally, when he was in Melech Kosher, the Pasuk uses the Jewish way of counting from Nisan. But once he was Achmitz, then once again he's treated like a Melech from the Umas Olam, which would be from Tishrei. Okay, we will call it here.